There was once a boy, and he wanted to be a big boy so much. And he looked so much forward to someday he was going to be grown up. And when he was grown up, he would do fine things. But he was a boy. And everybody would say, "Oh, you can't do that. You're still just a little boy." Finally, he got older. And his father said, "We have a test. And when you have passed that test, then we will call you a man, and we won't treat you like a little boy anymore." Oh, he wanted to pass that test so much. But he didn't know what the test would be, but he knew that it would be just him and his father. One day, his father said, "You are ready. I will take you, and when you have passed this test, you will be a man, and you won't be a little boy anymore. And we won't call you a little boy, and we'll treat you like a man." "Wow, that was really special. Would you like to be treated like a grown-up instead of a child sometime?" Well, this little boy wanted it. So his father took him out into the woods. This was a long time ago. His father took him out into the woods, and it was starting to get dark. When it's dark in the woods, don't you want to be at home? But this boy went out with his father, and his father said, "Do you see that tree stump?" "Yes," he says, "you sit down on that tree stump." And the boy sat down on the tree stump. And the father pulled out a cloth. And he took that cloth and he made a blindfold. Do you know what a blindfold is? He made a blindfold and he put that blindfold around the boy's face. That's right, and it covered his eyes. And so he was sitting on the stump in the woods with the blindfold on his head, and he couldn't see, and it was getting dark. And his father said, "You must sit here all night, and you must not get up. I will come in the morning, and I will take you with me." And then the father's steps, he could hear them going away. And the boy sat there, and he heard sounds. He heard leaves rustle, but he sat very still. And he heard some branches break, but he sat very still. But he wanted to get up and run. But he sat very still because he said, "I want to be a man. I will not be a little boy." But he was afraid. And then he heard some steps. And he stayed very still. And he heard some ruffling and some snuffling. And he knew there was an animal sniffing around. And he wanted to get up so badly. But he stayed right there. And he didn't get up, and he couldn't see. Finally, it was morning, and he felt somebody come over and take that off, and he was so glad. And do you know what he found out? That all night long, when he sat there in the dark with all those sounds, that his father was sitting right beside him. He wasn't alone at all. And his father wouldn't let anything happen to him. But he'd been afraid, as if he were alone. And he was so happy. But he'd never been in danger. Do you know that sometimes we get afraid, and we think that we are all alone, and that there's nobody to help us? But who is there really? You don't see him sitting beside you. But did you know there's someone sitting beside you? That's right. Are you ever alone? Never alone. When my children were little, they used to sing a song. Maybe you sang it when you were little. And it said, "I don't ever have to be afraid." Why not? Do you remember what comes next? "Because Jesus takes care of me." Sometimes this world is a scary place, and there are things to be afraid of. But you never have to think you're alone.